This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour now. It's time for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show presented by Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It's about radio, so you can't see him, you can't see me. He needs a haircut, I don't. And so here we go. Launching off, I was thinking of hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off the talk we go, because there's lots of things to talk about. There always are a lot of things to talk about.
You're not only a songwriter, you're a singer.
I am a singer of songs.
That's from Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
Yes,
what an interesting concept.
It is. Let's go to work.
The Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, that's got to be politically incorrect, right?
Oh, my gosh. The whole story is weird. Think about it.
Yeah, it really
that
is.
That was the first movie I ever went to.
Was it? And what, did it have a lasting psychological effect on you?
Totally. I still remember every note. I owned the record. I played it over and over. Snow White, beautiful. And I am one of those people who is absolutely convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the wicked stepmother witch, when she looked at the mirror, she said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" As opposed to current history, which insists, she says, "Magic mirror on the wall."
Mm-hmm.
We have shifted into a different dimension, and that's called the Mandela effect. And I actually think there's something to it.
Really? What is it?
You believe in astrology, and
I do.
And I believe in the Mandela effect.
Okay, well, there you go. So, the whole business about politically correct stuff, the business about the Seven Dwarfs and stuff, I was thinking about the whole huzzerai with Anne Hathaway this week apologizing. She actually issued a lengthy apology after she learned that her portrayal of the Grand Witch in The Witch has caused pain to people who have limb differences. Who knew there was an organization of people who have limb issues? Is there anybody who doesn't, any group that doesn't have some kind of representation? And is there any group that isn't going to be offended by something?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the listeners experienced the same thing that I did, but when you were describing the beginning of this story, you digitized out, and I didn't hear who you were talking about or what the situation was.
The situation is a focus on Anne Hathaway, who was speaking out after her new film, The Witches, sparked some sort of concern. I love this. The disability community. People who have had operations on their hands or don't have the use of their hands or some kind of limb difference. So now children around the world are in pain because of what how she's portraying, I guess, a cat in The Witches, or how she holds her hand. And I cannot believe how many people get. I mean, I feel badly for people who have that horrible reality to live with. But is there anything that isn't going to offend somebody? This is a movie, for God's sakes, about a woman who plays a witch, and she uses her hands like a claw.
Yeah.
So she had to apologize for that? What am I missing?
I haven't heard the story, nor have I seen it, so I can't comment, because you know that I'm a big critic of overt or over-the-top political correctness.
Yeah.
But a part of me is also sensitive to hurting people's feelings. So I look at it as sort of a complex issue. I do not like political correctness. I do not like having to walk on eggshells if you're a comedian, mm-hmm. a satirist, an artist. I think we have to get a little tougher about
that. It stifles creativity.
But on the other hand, I do think that we should be sensitive to people's feelings.
I'm not scoffing at the group. It's called the Lucky Finn Project, which is an organization that exists to raise awareness and celebrate children, individuals, and families affected by limb differences. Who even knew? I never heard of the group before. Who even knew there was a group that focused on that? And that's what, but I come back around to saying, is there anything that doesn't have an advocacy group attached to it? Any malady, any problem? I get that people have a problem, and I'm thankful I don't. But, you know, to go after her because she's playing a role in a movie, I think is the height of silliness, frankly.
You should have a support group for the physically and mentally perfect.
Right. That's a good zinger. Thank you. All right, let's get to our top 10 items this week on the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Top 10 People list as well. Michael Harrison from Talkers is at it.
I have to give a disclaimer. Basically, we had to do some microscopic digging to find anything other than the presidential race.
The top two or three.
And COVID and all that. However, that being said, there are things that come up in conversation about the presidential race, certain issues, etc. So basically, this chart is valid, but the proportions are a little bit out of whack.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, just a disclaimer. At number 10, climate change is that...
well, it's relevant because all these big storms that have developed.
Well, we've had more than usual.
Latest Hurricane Eta,
which went down through Central America, then went into the Caribbean, is now looking at Florida, and hopefully if it hits Florida, it'll only be 30-40 mile an hour winds in a tropical storm, but that could create havoc. Mm-hmm. At number 9, U.S. foreign relations and Islamic terror attacks. Most of the foreign relations we're dealing with has to do with China. A lot of it's been talked about in the election. Yeah. The Islamic terror attacks in Austria and France, just a reminder that
they're still out there.
They're still out there. Yeah, this is they're not gone. In the Middle East, for all of the nice talk about some of the diplomatic gains that we have made, it's still a dangerous hotspot. At number 8, social media and political bias, Facebook and Twitter under pressure for tagging certain stories and certain tweets as being questionable, unproven, contested. And most of the complaints come from conservatives. Interestingly, Doug, most of the use of social media in the political world is by conservatives. I did a little digging on that and was surprised to learn that. Mm-hmm. At number 7, the education crisis, that speaks for itself. At number 6, the economy, that certainly speaks for itself. At number 5, race relations, police reform.
That speaks for itself.
And the Walter Wallace Jr. video, that speaks for itself. Number 4, high up this week, psychology. People are depressed over COVID-19, and now on top of it, there's a tremendous amount of psychological distress, for lack of a better
word. Well, the depression, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who shares some time on a program that I do called Good Day Health, said that depression, and one of the research things that he talked about this week on the program, depression leads to stroke. If you are seriously, this is a way, an open door to having a stroke. Depression creates great stress. And the whole business about, and it isn't just the COVID thing. It's stress over political realities. It's stress over our lives. Who's got a job? You know, there are all kinds of stresses.
Well, the politics and the COVID have combined.
Yeah.
And it's a bad time. People are not feeling good. I mean, measurably so much so that in the midst of all of this, it's at number 4, and it's being talked about. It's not like, you know, we made this up.
Should be talked about. That's a good. I should get out. Oh, turn the rock over. Let's see what's going on underneath with people and their emotions.
Yep. At number 3, we have COVID-19 stats and projections, and we have health care, vaccines. People are still arguing over masks, social distancing, things of that nature. And number 2, congressional races, local races, and propositions. I mean, it's not just the presidency. And you know, Mitch McConnell got reelected, Lindsey Graham got reelected, Susan Collins got reelected, Proposition 22 in California about the gig economy, Lyft and Uber drivers. Has a lot of consequences for all of us.
But there were a lot of, I don't mean to make this sound like a promo. I do another program called The American Family Farmer, and we discussed this week the number of seats that changed hands in some key ag districts. Voters elected in Minnesota, Kansas, Iowa, Texas, and some other states with Democrats who've been in Congress for a long time being replaced by Republicans. And this is really interesting. The chairman of the House Ag Committee, been there for 30 years, got booted. And so, you know, you look at some of these districts in Iowa, it saw changes. There was some pretty, there's a lot of stuff upheaval because agriculture and the farmer are upset with the way things are going.
Republicans have made gains in Congress. They have not taken over the House, but they've made gains there, and they've protected their lead in the Senate. Which, of course, plays into President Trump's claim that the Democrats have rigged the election. Well, if they rigged the election, they didn't do a very good job of it.
Mm. Speaking of things to pay attention to, if you don't have a MyPillow or you know somebody who doesn't have a MyPillow, now is the time. Because right now, till the end of the year, the folks at MyPillow are offering the premium MyPillow, the one that started it all, at the lowest price ever having been offered. You can get the standard queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, less than $30. Originally, it's $69.98, almost $70. So that's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. So follow the yellow brick road. Let's go right to MyPillow.com. Now is the time for you to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, $29.98, imagine that for a standard or queen-size premium pillow, but the folks at MyPillow are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee all the way till March. So you have November, December, January, February, March to like the pillow or not. You don't like it, you send it back, get your money back. What a deal. A great deal. Get right over to MyPillow.com as quickly as you can. Order as many of these pillows as you need. Get them in time for Christmas. Maybe they're a good gift. Help yourself, though. Save all this money. Right now is the time. And MyPillow.com is the place. At checkout, you use the promo code DJV.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our Veterans Day weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $17.99, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free, money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into the info zone here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He wanted, Michael wanted to get back to Trump and some analysis. Is this analysis paralysis? I think all of the noise he's making over voter fraud, you notice the rest of the GOP is staying way away from that.
Not all of them. People are circling the wagons. People like Lindsey Graham are supporting him. In fact, Lindsey Graham gave him $500,000 for the Trump legal defense. But
from
before
his,
we do that,
campaign
you and I,
finance reform thing, right?
From his you and I didn't finish, Doug, we didn't finish the chart.
Oh!
And not only didn't we finish the chart, you interrupted the chart with the MyPillow commercial.
Oh,
right before we did number one. So everybody out there, no one out there knows what number one is. And a lot of them, we've been getting calls, texts.
You could find it if
there's
you wanted
a crowd
to.
Gathered outside.
I was really...
there's a crowd outside the Talk Radio Countdown Show building.
Really?
Oh, with signs, pitchforks. Yeah. Number one, the O.J. Simpson trial. Oh, wrong page. Okay. Number one, the presidential race, the Electoral College, and... the aforementioned Trump lawsuits and, you know, his...
Down with the Electoral College. By the way, what's the total? Does anybody even know? You look at totals of the people in the Electoral College, but do we have an actual total of real votes? Like, how many people to this point have been counted as...
I don't have a number in front of me,
for
but Biden's about 4 million ahead in the popular vote.
So last time, remember, Hillary Clinton had 3 million votes more than Trump did, and she lost. Which I think is a damnable outrage. So, you know, the Electoral College, what do we, can we get anybody together, get 36 states to agree? You know, that's what it takes for a constitutional amendment or whatever they call it, constitutional convention. And this needs to go. People, I would think people, well, maybe it's because we're not teaching.
It's not going to go as long as some political parties believe it's to their advantage.
Well, the Republicans certainly believe
at this point, the Republicans feel that way.
Right. If anybody
would have been
to win...
it would have been interesting had Trump won the popular vote and Biden won the electoral vote. It would have been interesting to see how the Republicans would handle that.
Yeah.
But now I find there's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy about the Electoral College. First of all, we're used to, in most cases, the Electoral College and the popular vote falling out evenly, you know, where they both go together. very few elections in past history were, you know, the popular vote was superseded by the Electoral College. But now we've had a couple of them in recent memory.
Gore
and Clinton. Beat Bush,
yep.
And Clinton beat Trump. And, you know, I don't know how this one's going to turn out. Certainly we see how razor close it is at the time we're having this conversation. So, yeah, but the problem is, and that's one of the reasons we put the Electoral College at number one. I think with the past two elections that were haywire in that regard, and now this one being so close, I think there's a heightened awareness in the presentation of political news about the Electoral College. It was always murky in the years leading up to 2000. And now, I mean, that number, 270, is the number. So people are now interested in, okay, how does this work? But there's a whole new attitude toward a lot of the things about how our government is structured among younger mm-hmm. people. Some people mm-hmm. ask the question, and this is logical, why does California, with all of its millions and millions of voters, have two senators, and Wyoming has two senators? You know, why? What is that about?
It's about the rules that were made up by a bunch of people who wanted to have the Senate. It's not part of the Constitution. It was an add-on. The Senate didn't have authority in the Constitution. So, however, they got added 100, one, you know, two from each state, et cetera, et cetera. That was the rule. We were going to have no matter what the size of the state.
Yeah. A lot of fresh eyes and young brains are looking at this and saying, some of this doesn't make sense in terms of if we're really a democracy.
Coming up in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, it's 28 and a half past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Trying to stop the wave. After a week where the U.S. set multiple records for new coronavirus cases, health officials in many states are scrambling to find ways to slow the spread of the virus and take pressure off strained healthcare systems. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is predicting a jump in COVID-related hospitalizations coming this week. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that even with that, another lockdown is probably not the answer.
We've been sort of arguing politically over what I think is a false dichotomy, a straw man, that it's really a choice between lockdowns and no lockdowns. And that's not the case. We don't need to shut down the country, close businesses, tell people they need to stay at home to get some measure of control over this virus. We're not going to get perfect control over this virus. It's a contagious virus. It's going to spread. But it doesn't need to spread at the levels and at the velocity that's going to start to press the healthcare system, which is what we're seeing.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One of television's most recognizable hosts has passed away. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Massachusetts was shaken Sunday morning by a rare earthquake. The magnitude 3.6 quake was centered a few miles off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts. There's not been any reports of any damage or injuries. It was also felt in Connecticut and Rhode Island. And Chase Elliott has won the 2020 NASCAR Championship after winning Sunday's season finale race at Phoenix. At 24 years old, Elliott becomes the third youngest driver ever to win NASCAR's top prize. He led the final 43 laps of the race after having to start at the back because his car failed a pre-race inspection. Sunday's season finale was also the final start for 7-time champion Jimmy Johnson and Clint Bowyer as full-time drivers. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now it's time for a second half hour of the insights into the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and all of his staff that does the work, the research, to come up with a list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. We haven't gotten to that list yet, so let's get at it. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to turn the microphone over to Michael Harrison.
All right. Thank you for handing it to me. Okay.
You're welcome.
Let's spray it.
It's a virtual handoff.
Number 10, we have Walter Wallace Jr. At number 9, we have Amy Coney Barrett. Number 8, Rudy Giuliani. He keeps weaseling his way into the conversation.
Clown.
I know. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx are at 7 tied. Mitch McConnell, 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. President Barack Obama at 4. Mike Pence and Kamala Harris are tied at 3. Joe Biden at 2 and Donald Trump at 1. And there's the
Right.
Those are the people.
So to back, I guess this is a reflective question. Why, if there is this obvious anger or whatever you want to call it on the part of the news media, most of the news media taking shots forever at Trump. He's bad about this. He's no good about that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what does it say about the news media and their influence on people, given the fact that the election, even though it may be by the time this program airs here and there, Biden will have claimed victory, But it was pretty close, you know, a couple of million votes here and there. So what is the purpose of all of the anger, and what does the American public need to understand about what the source of information that they're using is? Whether it's, you know, if we read the New York Times, it's so obvious, pounding away every day. Trump's no good. Here's what he did that was bad. And it happens not just with newspapers, but on the electronic side as well, Michael. So does it mean that all that stuff's fairly irrelevant because it hasn't changed people's minds?
Well, no, actually, all that stuff may have been the reason why the country's so polarized, because, first of all the news does not go against Trump. Mm-hmm. Half the news goes for Trump and goes against the Democrats. I mean, I find it interesting, you know, I operate within a realm where the conservatives are the dominant ideology in talk radio, certainly.
Yes.
Yep. So I see it like, what, are you kidding me? Fox News Channel and Newsmax and Breitbart and the Washington Times and the Washington Examiner and the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal and Matt Drudge. And,
maybe I should restate what I was saying. I guess when you and I grew up, we went to the news, and this is an old story. You and I have talked about this before. You know, we believed what we read, we believed what we saw, and it wasn't Fox, and it wasn't MSNBC, and it wasn't Rush Limbaugh versus Tom, what's his face? Why did I forget his name? Just went out of my
Tom head. Hartman.
Tom Hartman. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not in the same league in terms of profile.
No, but they both represent strident points of view politically on the radio.
Strident?
I think so. It's not that okay, I don't like that word.
No. I'm all for free speech and opinion.
I am too, but it's just one-sided.
It's not one-sided. We have a media that has all these different channels in it. We didn't have all those channels when we grew up. So a newspaper or a television network would try to have objective journalism as much as it could, and then on the op-ed page, you'd have a conservative and you'd have a liberal. Or on TV, you'd have, and now, an editorial from Joe Bell,
right.
The vice president.
Right.
And at election time, newspapers and news organizations.
Sorry.
News organizations would go.
Joe Blow, the editorial director of WBZ in Boston, and now this editorial.
He was always the vice president and general manager.
Right, exactly.
It has recently come to my attention that the governor of our state
is a boob.
Hasn't fed his dog in 2 days.
Oh my God! Those are, I remember. It's Perry B. Baskin, general manager, WBZ.
Yeah, I think I would come out all puffy and pumped
yes,
up. You
sure.
Know?
We have this feeling about.
But here's
this
the
issue.
Point: come yes. Election day, a week before the election, the great newspapers would often endorse a candidate.
Right.
And that would sometimes they would endorse a Republican in one election and a Democrat in another. They were not defined as to...
Unless you were the Manchester Union leader.
Those were rarities for the most part. But every newspaper had a reputation for leaning left or leaning right. And this goes all the way back to the beginning of the printing press. It goes all the way back to yellow journalism. But now we have so many pieces of the pie serving people and affirming what they believe, targeting audiences based on their feelings and their inclinations, that it has become basically journalistically dishonest. But I wouldn't say that there's a mainstream media and there's an alternative media. And again, my best friends and some of my supporters and people I love are conservatives, but they play that game of, you know, the mainstream media versus us. Well, us is pretty damn mainstream.
Yeah.
You made a
good
point.
Yeah, it's good.
So that's why it's 50-50.
Yeah, okay.
To answer your question is, with all the media against Trump, how come half the country? Because all the media is not against Trump.
Not against Trump. I don't want
to
see.
But here's another thought to prop. What if Trump is a liar? What if Trump is as bad as the New York Times and the so-called mainstream media says? Are they wrong for pointing that out? If you were doing the news now in 1939, would you be obligated to point out for every bad thing you say about Hitler something good about Hitler? I mean, at what point is an effort to be fair stifle truth? In fact, if you're sounding the alarm that you think a governor, a senator, a president, a public official is corrupt. So there's a balance here that can get out of whack and become untruthful if people bend over backwards to seem fair. And that's why it's great that the First Amendment at least allows for what you call strident political opinion, but I see it even more so. The First Amendment allows for different news organizations, channels, stations, shows to go full tilt boogie on any one ideology that they choose and let the pieces fall where they may in terms of
full,
audience.
Is that a radio term, full tilt boogie?
That's a music term.
Yeah. Really? All right. You've done a great service for me. In the sense that I think I have been a little bit one-sided in my approach to declaring, and not understanding, or not understanding is probably the right way of putting it, but I think it's ear-opening to put it into context how many conservative media outlets there are versus liberal media outlets. And I tend to not like the news media because I think they're so prejudiced against Trump at the moment. But as you point out, there's plenty of people watching MSNBC, watching Fox and listening to Sean and to Rush. And so, okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. So there's a balance. There is a balance. We have a balance.
And to give them their due, that's what Roger Ailes meant when he said fair and balanced. He didn't mean that within the universe of Fox News Channel or Fox Business, you know, the Fox News universe, they do both sides. He meant that it adds to the fairness and balance of the bigger media picture by having that view expressed with the same fervor and support that the New York Times exists or MSNBC with their hyper-liberal point of view.
So let me put it this way. Does the average person, in your estimation, understand the sophisticated description of the news media and the political media, as you have just explained it?
No. No.
So where does that leave us?
The average person doesn't understand it, and that's why I go to great lengths to explain what I know as somewhat of an expert in that particular realm who tries not to do it for political reasons. I am not a champion of any one political ideology. You'll see me defending both sides when I feel they're being suffocated by the other. I am a supporter of all legitimate points of view having a chance to be expressed, whether I agree with them or not.
Yep.
And we need to have within the American media, we need to have within the American education system, and we need to have within the American political structure, people who make it a point to remain as unbiased as possible so as to provide that third eye, that third perspective that keeps the other two extremes in check.
Checks and balances.
That's what
check,
it's called.
Check, please. It works right, next well. Page.
It's worked well for us over the day.
Yeah,
the
Michael and Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to spend a moment talking to you about your weight and your health, your physical health and well-being. Remedy the situation of overweight by taking the following action. Go to toploss.com. Understand what Calitrin is all about, the fact that it doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs. It's four different ingredients that are all natural, put together by a doctor and his nursing staff 23 years ago. It works, it works, it works, it works. Proof positive of that when you go to toploss.com to check it out. And you're going to buy the product when you go to checkout. Use the DJV code, no shipping for you. Now, moving from your body to your brain, taking care of your body, great. Taking care of your brain, very important. The dietary supplement I recommend is Prevagen because it will give you the ingredients for a healthier brain and a better life. You need to take care of your brain. Short-term memory is a real problem for a lot of people as they get older. So this is a proven brain health supplement that will get you into a better place as far as your head, your brain is concerned. Prevagen is spelled P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N. So when you go to the health food store, you can go online, you can buy it online. It's pretty easy to do that. You will find that your brain functions much better when you get onto this supplement. I take it every day, part of my daily routine. Make it a part of yours. Get rid of age-related cognitive impairments. Prevagen. Use it for a healthier brain and a better life.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is American paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Sale alert at Banana Republic Factory. Take up to 75% off everything, plus an extra 40% off. Save on comfy faves like cozy sweaters, soft hoodies, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. The Friends and Family event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50% off everything right now. Plus, shop new doorbusters, including our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt from $20. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com now through November 12th.
All right, I want to ask you a question. We've got about a minute or so here. This has to do with radio listenership, that sort of thing. We count on people listening to the radio to hear our spoken word conversations. There are a lot of people who listen on various devices. The car industry is now working away from... There's two interesting things. Radio benefits more from advertising in terms of car dealerships, or the other way around. Car dealerships selling new cars benefits more greatly from radio exposure than TV or print put together. So why would manufacturers of cars be now suggesting that you're going to have to pay $500 to get an AM/FM radio in your car when it's produced in the future?
Well, I'm not up to speed on the details of that, but...
Can you imagine anything that stupid, though? I mean, think about it. What are you talking about? Shooting yourself in the foot. You spend more money to advertise on the radio. People come and buy cars from the dealership because of the ads on the radio, and yet you want to charge people to put a radio into the car.
That's not the first time that people have charged people for things that help them.
Well, I suppose maybe.
I guess it's profitability and greed. It's corporate mentality. It's bean counting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, see, that I wanted your perspective on it. Mm. Very important. Michael Harrison, the list that we're talking about, the list from Talkers every week available at talkers.com. And so, Michael, our thanks to you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tech Talk time. Now to have our opportunity to go through the top five items this week from the world of technology, according to research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to get us started at number five, a big announcement for Apple. One more thing.
Yeah, that's exactly the name of the event. One more thing, and that's going to be scheduled for November 10th. And we're not exactly sure. Apple loves their secrecy and their dramatics. So we're not exactly sure what we're going to see, but we think that it will be the new Mac desktop computers. This is going to be, these are the first batch that will be run on Apple's own Silicon Valley chips instead of Intel processors. And that's the first time since 2005 that Apple has used their own chips. So we think that's what it will be. The language of one more thing is kind of notable because former CEO Steve Jobs, in keynotes for significant product announcements, he used to always say, oh, and one more thing. And then he kind of was the showman, and he would pull out one more item that was brand new that would wow the crowd. Obviously, with COVID, there is no in-person crowd anymore. Everything is virtual. But the last time Apple used this phrase, the Steve Jobs one more thing, was back in 2017 when they unveiled the iPhone X. So we'll see where it goes, but they have not had a new line of MacBooks or desktops in a while, so it'll be interesting to see what they actually produce on November 10th.
All right, Google up next with search and overview of what's being searched. This is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I always love looking at the Google Trends, which is the analytics arm of Google Search, and they let you know what's trending and what people are actually searching for. And this has been a long week with the election, and so people have turned to booze and comfort food. Not surprisingly, the top two queries on Google Search were liquor stores and French fries. At one point, in the top The top five election night searches were, number one was pizza, which we can attest to because we ate pizza on election night, Chinese food, liquor stores, sushi, and Mexican food. So, yep. So, and the hashtag election day, that was trending along with all the different types of food that people were searching and ordering.
Really? Number three, focus on AI. It's something being done here at MIT that we'll be interested in.
Right, in your neck of the woods, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, mm-hmm. says they figured out a way to gauge whether a person has COVID-19 just from the sound of their cough, which is really interesting because we know the cough is a very sort of a hallmark of COVID. And the type of cough that it is not a usual cough. It's not a cough that would be associated with bronchitis or even pneumonia. It's a specific cough. And the interesting thing about what they found at MIT through AI, through artificial intelligence, they have been able to diagnose asymptomatic carriers. That is something that's really, really interesting. 98.5% of coughs from people confirmed with COVID cases, the AI has been very accurate with, and 100% of coughs from asymptomatic people. That's the level of accuracy that this new AI has been able to diagnose people who don't even know they have COVID. So if they could somehow deploy this nationally, that would just be a huge help in stopping the spread of the virus.
Mm-hmm. Number two, Walmart is going to go away, going against grain here. I was kind of interested to see. This is the first time I thought anything friendly was going on at Walmart.
Well, yeah, retail robots are scanning shelves and updating inventory. Walmart's been using, and Walmart's not the only store that uses them. A lot of them do. But Walmart, for whatever reason, they've been one of the biggest adapters of technology in general. They've had these shelf-scanning robots appear in 500 of their stores, but they've decided to get rid of them, and they began using these robots supplied by Bossa Nova Robotics in 2017. Initially, they started out in 50 locations. They liked how they were working. It went up to 500 locations. It was supposed to reach 1,000 stores, but Walmart has pulled the plug on this whole program. So these, and a lot of it has to do with COVID, because Walmart essentially, they didn't give a full clear answer why they got rid of the robots, but there was a Wall Street Journal report this week that said as people didn't go into stores and people were shopping online, they found that it was easier to have humans going to pull products from the shelves based on online orders. So it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Number one, the top tech story of the week.
I think this is not the story that got the most buzz, but I think it's definitely the most important. If you're not on LinkedIn, get on LinkedIn, especially if you're looking for work. They've launched a new tool that will help you make a career change. It's called the Career Explorer feature, and it displays careers that job seekers can transition into by using the skills that you already have. Most people, like 45% of job seekers have said that they have not tried a career change because they don't know where to begin. This new tool on LinkedIn will help you assess your skills and your experience, and it will then tell you all the different new careers that you're qualified for. So I think that this is just a fabulous program, and it's free. Get on LinkedIn as soon as you can.
59 past the hour. Thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.